As we continue in worship, we have opportunity to turn towards the scriptures. We'll be reading from 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verses 6 through 15. You can find the words up on the screen above. It says, the point is this, the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, but for God loves a cheerful giver. Say that with me. For God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For this rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. Through the testing of this ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ and by the generosity of your sharing with them and with all others. While they long for you and pray for you because of your surpassing grace of God that he has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together, for an opportunity to worship you this morning as a community of faith, as we gather in this space. Thank you for bringing us together, all our many places and stories, for the ways in which you have been at work in our life in so many different ways. We give you thanks and gratitude for this indescribable gift. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, I guess if there was a theme verse for the marks of a Methodist, Jacob hit it last week in talking about 1 Thessalonians, where Paul says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In this one verse from 1 Thessalonians, it hits three of the five marks of a Methodist that this little book by Steve Harper talks about. It says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. The last 2 weeks so far, we've talked about love first. That was the first mark, love always, love God first. And last week, Jacob did talk about rejoice always. The third mark we're going to talk about today is give thanks. Give thanks. Now, kind of like rejoice always that Pastor Jacob talked about last week, Paul says, give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances. Well, I don't know about you, but there have been some moments that have taken place in my almost 45 years of life that I would, well, rather not give thanks for. And so, how are we to live into this verse? Give thanks in all circumstances. When there are situations that come into our life that seem to not come from the will of God, but from that of evil. In looking at why Wesley chose give thanks as a mark of a Methodist, he wrote, from therefore, he cheerfully receives all, saying, good is the will of the Lord. From God, therefore, he cheerfully receives all, saying, good is the will of the Lord. Now, Wesley was not a Pollyanna person or naive Christian, but Wesley notes that gratitude is the Christian response to God. Gratitude is the response to grace. And so for Wesley, each Saturday, Wesley would look back over the previous week to note the way that he experienced God at work and express gratitude. And so each Saturday night, he would sit down and think back over his week. I don't know about you, but I can't remember what I did last week or anything like that. So Wesley kept a good journal of things, but he would look back maybe through his journal or over his week and see and think about how he experienced God that previous week. And in doing so, time and time, week after week, for more than 60 years, we can see how that gratitude that Wesley came to know about God would ground him to understand the nature of God. That wouldn't be based on any particular circumstance that was taking place at any given time. Giving thanks to God week after week after week in the ordinary life that he was living, he could see that God was with him each and every day and that he was never alone. And that helped guide him through those difficult moments of life. You see, Wesley had a foundation that he developed of acknowledging God's goodness that allowed him to move through those not so good moments, those suffering moments, knowing that actually the nature of God is love. And although we never know why things happen the way they do, we do know that God isn't the author of evil, for God's nature is that of love. And so many people turn to God maybe when they hit rock bottom and they wonder where God was or how God could do this. And maybe we haven't had that base of understanding that God's nature is love. And so if we're only to focus and think about God when dealing with those things that we would rather not give thanks for, that lost job, that accident, that natural disaster, that diagnosis, then we can quickly forget that God is love. That God is love. And so at the core of giving thanks in all circumstances is that we give thanks not for what is happening to us at any given point, but for the fact that nothing can happen to us apart from the presence of God with us, who is a God of love. God is with us. God is with you. God is with me. And for that, we can give thanks in all circumstances. For today's scripture, we read 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 15. And in this scripture, the Apostle Paul's addressing the Corinthian church, encouraging them to give generously and cheerfully to support the needs of others. And he talks about sowing and reaping, that those who sow sparingly also reap sparingly, and those who sow generously also reap generously. Have you been around people who sow sparingly? And then have you been around those who have sowed generously, abundantly? Now, before you say, Pastor, I didn't know that we were going into stewardship series. I would have taken the week off. This way of sowing sparingly and abundantly is more than a reference to money, but it's a way of being in the world. Generosity is more than money. Generosity is a way of giving of ourselves, which entails more than material things, but also includes the way in which we share generosity and kindness and compassion and love and hope and joy and support with others. We share those qualities in response to the one who provided them. And thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. Friends, our way of being in the world has the ability to influence those around us, those who we interact with. In the book, it says, we know people who approach life and other people more as a problem to be confronted than a glory to be lived. It gets to a point in which we no longer look forward to being around them. It says, then there are others who wake up each day giving thanks and are eager to live, knowing the nature of God is good and God is love. And we look forward to seeing them and hearing from them. Friends, the act of generosity and giving thanks can create a ripple effect of gratitude and praise for the giver, the receiver, and ultimately God. And Paul reminds the Corinthians and us that our generosity will not only meet the needs of the saints, but also overflow in giving thanksgiving to God. We reflect God's love. And when we do so, we bring glory to his name and spread goodness in the world. In a world that's often driven by materialism and self-interest, this passage calls us to live counterculturally, prioritizing generosity and selflessness. It reminds us that the difference that we can ultimately make is not measured by what we accumulate, but by the way we give away in response to God and the impact it has on others. And so, friends, I would invite you to think about a time when someone's generosity made a difference in your life. Can you think about a time when someone's generosity made a difference in your life? How did it make you feel? Did it inspire you to pay it forward and bless others in return? The easy, common one that we kind of see is maybe going to a drive-thru or a Starbucks or something and paying for the person behind you, and then they come up and it's like, oh, it's been paid for you, whatever you wanted, and then they are like, well, then let me do it for the person behind me, and then let me do it for the person behind me. I think there was a show, it went on for like 500 people once. Think about a time when someone's generosity made a difference in your life. How did it make you feel? Now, I hope everyone doesn't run to the restroom all at once, but I'm going to invite you to turn to someone and to share that story. Go ahead. That should hear talking. Think about a time when someone's generosity made a difference in your life. How did it make you feel? If you have to get up, that also, you may have to get up and move if you're by yourself. Thanks, Nikki. Any others want to share publicly? Thanks, Nikki. Friends, we can create a cycle of gratitude and joy and praise that not only uplifts ourselves, but those around us by embracing a spirit of generosity and giving thanks, gratitude, acknowledging that we are connected as humans, as the body of Christ, as a community of faith, but as human beings created in the image of God. And that in doing so, our actions and our impact has an effect on others. And so may we strive to be people who have the mark of a Methodist of giving thanks in all circumstances, not because of what's going on, but because God is with us. And may we strive to express that gratitude and be generous in all aspects of our life. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the fact that you are with us in all circumstances and that we're never alone. And for that, we give thanks that there's no challenge that we can go through, even if we're not happy about it. And we know that maybe you're not the author of it, but that you are with us through it. May we lean upon that grace and that love. May we share the generosity that you pour upon our life, and may we share that gratitude with others around us as we give thanks. Lord, we give you thanks for all our many blessings today. May we be attuned to them. And in response, may we be people who walk with others in your love and in your hope. May we be generous in the joy that you provide for our life. We pray all this in Christ's holy name. Amen.